Hey. Welcome back to another episode of Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane, and today's episode, self-identifying. Yeah, I think this is going to be a good episode because this is an episode that hits close to me. You know, a lot of people haven't seen me in person. A lot of people have, you know, but if you don't know who I am, you know what I'm saying? You'll get to know me as you join the groups and get familiar with me on my podcast. But self-identifying, you know what I'm saying? Identifying who you are as yourself, knowing your limitations, knowing what you can and can't accept, you know what I'm saying? Knowing your self-worth and not letting nobody tell you who they feel your idea of you should be. You know, when I say that, that means letting other people change you, whether it be friends, family, spouses, or whatever. When you were made to be you. You're created uniquely to be you. So there's elements of you that makes you you that no one should be able to take away. And sometimes we take away elements of ourselves because how we self-identify. Some of us look in the mirror and don't see what other people see. You know, we struggle with certain things. We can be beautiful and you can pick out one little thing that'll make you feel ugly about yourself and you're self-conscious about yourself, you know what I'm saying? So self-identifying, hating yourself, you know what I'm saying? So today's episode is gonna be more than hating yourself. Today's episode is going to be how I can help you uplift who you are. What do you want out of life? And not letting no one deter you from who you are and your goals. Sometimes we get caught up in people's ways of, you know what I'm saying? Saying, oh, I like this type of person. I like that. And I like, and you bend to be what the next person wants you to be. And then you find yourself losing more and more and more of who you are. So the essence of you is sucked away. And then you don't enjoy the life that you was meant to enjoy because you're not being you. So when it's hard to be you, it's hard to enjoy life. So, okay, for instance, I have a few issues that I need fixed. You know, like every other rapper and shit, you hear him say, grab the bag, fix my teeth and all that shit. Yeah, it's a few issues that I have to fix digitally. But I don't let that bring me to the point to where I hate myself or make me feel some type of way because someone else sees me in this way. If you don't like what you see, you don't have to be in my face. You don't have to be around me. Your opinion is what it is, opinion. But it does not conduct say that how I'm supposed to be because that's your opinion. Your opinion of me does not make me who I am. Your opinion of me is just what it is, an opinion. But who I am makes me who I am. No matter if you're the cutest person in the world to the ugliest person in the world, we all have our contributions or contributes. Look, hold up. Let me get my words together. Because you see them fucking up. So, we all contribute to society in a different way. In the essence of us and who we are contributes to how we contribute to society, if you can understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Some people are introverts, some people are extroverts. And depending on how you look at yourself, you know, you get that shyness. If you're self-conscious about certain things about yourself, you become shy, you become inverted, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of people that's overconfident in themselves and they're extroverts. And you think it's confidence, but it's just them, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he's arrogant. He's the type that just likes to express himself. He likes to have fun. He's outgoing. You know what I'm saying? He's a different type of personality. And your personality can be altered by the way you self-identify, you know what I'm saying? If you was meant to be a bubbly person and because there's a defect, you self-identify in the wrong way and feel like that defect is impacting you negatively, you're not going to be who you are. You're going to draw in. You're going to, you know, so I'm here to say, fuck all the negativity. Kick down all the stereotypes. Be who you are. Make sure that the world knows, hey, this is me. This is what you get. You don't like it, move on. Get the fuck out of my face. Go on about your business. This is what people don't understand. What people feel about you does not make you you unless you're craving for attention to be a part of something. I don't want to be a part of something that I have to change myself to be a part of. If what I'm a part of does not fit me of being me, it's not worthy of me being a part of it. People don't understand that part. Let me say that again. Whatever I'm a part of, if it doesn't suit me as me being me, it's not worth me being a part of. So we have to understand that. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand the life that we're giving is the life that we have to live. You don't have no choice into how you was born. You just here. You wake up all of a sudden and boom, you're in this world. You have to learn some shit and your life starts. But who you born to and all this is not your charge. But it is your charge to let other people deter you from you being you. You know what I'm saying? And I know we don't want to do that. I know that's a problem. So you know what we do? We tend to hide who we are and mask who we are. I say no longer mask who you are. Be who you are. If you're gay, be gay. You know what I'm saying? If you're whatever you are, if you're a nerd, be a nerd. Whatever you feel you are, live your truth. Life is too short to not to live your truth. You know what I'm saying? Your truth is your truth, and that's why it's your truth. Other people want you to be what they want you to be. Fuck them. You can't live life for yourself and another person. So you have to live life for you and live who you are. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to pause for the calls. We're going to get into some sponsoring so I can pay the bills, and I'll be right back with the second half of the show.
Drama coming from all these angles. Can't fix it, still wishing for my guardian angel. Cause my soul's lost, my heart missing, my head gone. Stab me in my back, I treated them right, now I'm dead wrong. Damn, what did I do to deserve this? Motherfuckers just wanna see me hurt on purpose. Yeah, I signed my name in cursive on that contract. That's the act when they murdered this merc shit. Do unto others as you want others to do to you. Found out that shit wasn't true, it's cool. Feeling mutual, everybody ain't with you for the long call. You gon' lose a few, so keep your house clean. Grass cut, watch how you moving through. I thought they knew, I'm forever criminal. Looking up to the sky, wishing I could see my niggas. Oh, when my nigga died, I died too. Since I've been living no more, you was my right hand. Stayed 100 and kept it thorough. Damn, my head's falling, gotta keep it level. Steady fighting my mental every day. Running from these devils, saw a shooting star, made a wish. I just wish it come through. This shit's a myth, but wishes is blowing out birthday candles. Many nights laying down, thinking about my little ones, wishing I could make it out of this bitch with all my real ones. Cause I swear I never return. Feeling like Usher, gotta let it burn. Too much money out till it be earned. Make it out together to die in it. When will we learn? Niggas get under my skin, bare like a rash, fucking ringworms. Still wish a nigga had a father. Wish my mom wasn't sick, wish I could give her anything she wanna. Wish I can get along with my baby's mama. Wish that she don't stay mad, wish we can put the past behind us. Wishing I could fix my family problems. Wishing I could come up on a plan to get us out this fucking bottom. Wish my kids know how I feel about them. Every day I'm missing them, wishing that I don't have to live without them. They're the main reason I keep on climbing. Flesh in my flesh, yes, we forever bonded. I need a genie, but can't seem to find it. Riding solo so nobody else can see me crying. On this dark road, I need some guidance. And I don't wanna give up hope, so I keep on trying.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the second part of the show. Yeah, back again talking about self-identifying, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know, on some real talk, realness. You know, people have an idea of who they want you to be. Well, you might have an idea in your head that you feel like you need to be this or need to be that. And I'm here to tell you, you don't need to be anything for anyone other than to be you for you. You got one life, man. You want to share your life with somebody, not give your life to the fact that you have to alter your life to be with somebody. You know, they should add value to your life. They should bring pleasure to your life. Not saying that you got to get together and everything is going to be peaches and cream, even in friendship you have arguments. But if the argument is not about you trying to deter me from being me, then there's no problem. Normally, should not be no problem. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to think about it. Long as you let me be me, there's no problem. But certain things that we do cause people to feel a certain way about themselves. For instance, if you're sitting around and you ribbing somebody subconsciously, after you finish ribbing them, that's something that they think about. You know what I'm saying? You're always getting on me about my fucking nose. Nigga always getting on me about my mouth. Nigga always getting on me about my ears. So subconsciously, they deal with that. And some people, you know, that's why you think we got tummy tucks and liposuction and all this other shit going on. Why we got all that going on? Because people self-identify the wrong way sometimes. Okay, man, fuck that. I got a big old stomach. I gotta suck this bitch up. And you kill yourself to lose weight and to be in the ideal weight of what you think society wants you to be. And the problem, that becomes the problem, because there's no such thing as an ideal weight for society. What they want you to be is what you're comfortable at. You know what I'm saying? Being who you are. Now, granted, you know, certain things we have to do to maintain who we are so it won't get outrageous. I'm not going to ridicule you because you who you are. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got that goddamn moment. You know what I'm saying? You look at something and be, goddamn, what the fuck? Yeah, everybody got that. Whether it's a good goddamn or a bad goddamn. Everybody had a goddamn moment. But that's all that is, and that's just my opinion. It should not matter to me what you do in your life, unless you're hurting yourself, you know what I'm saying? And then that becomes an issue for me, because I don't want to see you hurt. But so far as who you are physically, it's not my job to tear you down, to have you identify yourself in the wrong way. My job is to encourage you, despite how you feel about yourself. That's a good friend. That's a good person. That's being a good human being. But we don't have a lot of decent human beings in this world, so a lot of people self-identify the wrong way. Now, I'm reminded of something, you know what I'm saying? When I first moved to Baton Rouge, you know, people used to look at me and assume, and for a while it was, you know, it was messing with me, I'm not gonna lie. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck how they look at me and how they think I am. You know what I'm saying? And slowly but surely, as I said, fuck them. You know, that didn't get them to stop treating me no different or hanging out with me in a different way or no things like that. But at the same time, I was self-identifying the wrong way. You know, the essence of what a person think of me has me thinking of myself in the wrong way. Well, make a long story short, you know, once they got to know me, it was a whole different ball game. Like, damn, dude, you this and you're that and you're this and you're that. And I never would tell them, but in my head, it's like you already had a perception of who I am in your mind because you judge me off of what you've seen, not knowing that it's my MO not to give you. I'm not here to impress no one. So whatever I feel for the day, that's what I am. And however you meet me, that's what you get. But if you have expectations or you're judgmental, then you set yourself up for failure. The reason why I say that, because a lot of people that I was meeting on jobs and through other people and stuff like that. So we wouldn't interact in a way where a person would get to know you right away. But when that day would come where they're invited to come over and spend time with my family, and me away from the house, they'll see a whole different side of a different life that they never seen before. But this is the kicker. They never expected it from me, and it comes out in little ways. Damn, man, this is nice. I ain't knew you live back here. I ain't knew there was this. I thought, yeah, because you assume. So don't assume. You know what I'm saying? And that's what gave me the power to be like, you know what? Fuck what people think. Because despite what everybody thinking, it's not stopping me from living the life that I want to live. I go on vacations, live in a nice neighborhood. I have nice things. Despite how you look at me, because that don't determine who I am. What determines who I am is who I am, and that's me. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, it's a different ball game now. People know you through other people. People now is a respect level. You know what I'm saying? So me being me brought other people around to see life in a different way. That was my contribution to society, to where I can make you look at life as in a different way, man. I can't keep judging people off of me just meeting them. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you can't. And then you see a nigga fly and riding good rides and shit like that, and you really thinking, damn, man, I ain't know he was like that. Yeah, because in your head you had a misconception of me without even knowing me. You know what I'm saying? But that's all gravy. That's here and there, here and there. What I'm saying is go forth and be you, live the truth. Before I end this segment, I'd like to remind y'all about my store, Insanity Room Apparels, at launchcart.store. Insanity Room Apparels at launchcart.store. Go there, check me out, have fun. Also, leave a message. Join in. I will respond to any messages. You know what I'm saying? Have fun. You know, sign up on the hashtag over fan page on Facebook. Sign up on the Insanity Room fan page on Facebook. You know, enjoy your life. Give me a shout out. Let me know that you want what you want to talk about and what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Remember, our versus ends racism. It's been Team Sane for the Insanity Room. Until I meet y'all again, like I always say, have an insanity day. Peace out, and I love y'all.
If you want your burger, oh baby, you be lying in your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even all that fine in purses. I can guarantee you, if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really be bragging. 100,000 in my mouth, like what's that? And not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My bitch, probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. This bitch got a problem in traffic. We can't do it, matching G-Wagon. Low key, I've been keeping it classy. Could be really out here doing them nasty. Niggas couldn't even see me in last year. Just started and them niggas in asking. I ain't even tried to and I passed them. Giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them caps. Stand alone, not your regular rapper. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can hash me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Whoa. I put it over in the back of the car and I tell her to go. She hit when she lands, she bring the band, she back on the road. She know how I get when I get in that mode. Ain't fucking with bitches, ain't buying no clothes. Only do shows and make me some songs. Make sure that other shit come and get sold. We fuck with these groupers cause we play with poles. We play with our money and not with our nose. I used to go to the west to get lost. I just came back from the west with a trophy. I'm on some motion. She said she missed it and sending emojis. No time to kick it on my west emotion. Can't say I miss you, I don't got emotions. I'm on that back when I step on the flow shit. I'm on that me and the broken cadeau shit. I'm on that back when I stood at the store shit. Ain't going broke, I'm just back on my old shit. I'm taking drugs, I don't know how to. I know one thing, I'm never gon' be hopeless. If you tell them what was said, you were rolling. Drive a new Corvette like it's stolen, yeah. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys get high as me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa. Yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys get high as me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Whoa.
Double, double, double J, double,
bangle,
double, 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 double J,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
J bangle,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
I got my swag and my own flow,
bangle, bangle, bangle.
I got my own style, nigga.
Double J,
Lego, country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga. You the past tense, feel it in our bones. Way past tense, speakers thrashing, tie your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that noise, loud capping. Got a rubber in my pocket while I'm smashing. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past tense. I'm that nigga, you the past tense. Rolling with your seed in the ass, they acting. Money in my vision, it got me spazzing. Can't kick my feet up, ain't no time for relaxing. Chase these bitches, bitch, I'm ballin' like a maverick. Oh, I turned 21, nigga, been a savage. Knucklehead never ate Brussels sprouts or carrots. Pockets on romaine, fillin' up with cabbage. Need something new today, so I'm straight taxin'. Up, 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 no slackin'. Michael Jackson zippers, rap sheet, check the jacket. Cash on me like a motherfuckin' packin'. Jack season B, so you know the bank of packin'. I be pimpin',
I be pimpin'.
Straight mackin', ask some hoes about me, bitch, I get it from my daddy. Every pick I'm in, you can catch me with a baddie. Hit the bro up, and it scoop through in that caddy line. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga, you the past tense, feel it in our bones. Way past tense, speakers thrashing, tie your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that noise, loud capping. Got a rubber in my pocket while I'm smashing. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. I'm that nigga.
I'm that nigga.
You the past tense. Dallas, Texas, turned up, getting reckless. Okay. Blunts like a dumbbell, straight flexing. And she got a nigga, but she keep on texting. I keep on replying. Drinks on me and I'm buying. Then she diss that nigga, now he out here fucking crying. Hating on me, telling lies to them hoes, straight trifling. You lucky that your bitches don't excite me. Getting checks, I just do it like Nike. With that wham, hit her with that wham. I know she like that shit.
Yeah.
I do and understand.
No.
Poppin' tags, smoking kush, roll up by the gram.
Okay.
Call her Kings, that's my motherfucking fam.
Okay.
Call her Shello, that's my other fucking hand. Jewels on my wrist, got me cooler than a fan. Country bought on skate, but I keep a pair of Vans. Hot burning up, and I just might get a tan. I'm hot burning up, and I just got a tan like. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent. Tie your skirt and guns blasting. Shut your mouth, hold that noise, loud capping. Got a rubber in my pocket while I'm smashing. Country grammar, you can hear it in my accent.